Welcome to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, fam, Jill needs us. Hey there, Ben and Kelly. First of all, been listening to your show since I moved to Louisville in high school, and I love it.
Thank you.
I think I may have something for your group therapy segment.
Okay.
My ex and I dated for about 2 years. Had great chemistry. We seemed perfect. He was a great guy. Well, he broke it off earlier this year after I repeatedly asked about our future. In other words, when are we getting married? But if I'm honest, what girl doesn't think this if they're in a great relationship with a great guy?
Okay.
He apparently couldn't even deal with the future like that. So fast forward to a few days ago, out of the blue, he sends me a text. He needs to see me for coffee. We met up. He gave me a pair of diamond earrings as a Christmas gift.
Oh.
He's going back to Pennsylvania next week to see his mom. He says he wants to try again when he gets back. So I'm confused. What do I do?
Well, how often did you ask, when are we getting married?
When are we getting married? Days?
How about now? Hey, you know what would look great on this hand is an engagement
ring. Yep. But man, maybe he's had time to reflect and decided you were the one that got away. I mean, that's the romantic in me that's thinking that.
Yeah, maybe he wanted to date a couple more people and then realize, you know what? That stinks. I just like you.
Or maybe it was just the idea of that forever, and maybe he thought he wasn't ready for that kind of a commitment in general.
Mm-hmm.
And then realized, oh, maybe I am, and she was the one, and I messed up.
Okay, so who got back with an ex and it worked out?
Me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Over here.
That's right. I forgot about your story.
That was me. Worked out pretty well. 17 years of marriage.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so, yeah.
We were apart for 8 months.
Yeah, your story, that was the thing.
That is what's molding my perspective on this. Like, I feel like if she still has the feelings, mm-hmm. and it was great, I feel like she's going to wonder if she doesn't give it another shot. But, you know, I approach it kind of like, all right, listen, we've done this before.
You've seen
all there is to see. Like, if you're not super serious, like this is going to have, you know, a long-term thing, then we're not going to do it again.
Mm.
So I think maybe if she kind of approaches it like, okay, I don't want to go back down this path. If you're not super sure, this is the road you want to take.
Oh, my gosh. But then it's like how many times?
It's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure, like the second go around, because it's like, okay, so clearly there's an objective with this one. Like it ends in an engagement, right? That would be the objective.
Well, she made it clear the first time around that's what she wanted. That was the end goal she was looking for. So I think if he knows that, I don't think that he'd start coming around with the diamond earrings saying, let's do that again, if he isn't getting to that point himself.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
Like, I don't think he's looking for someone to just casually date again because he knows where that went the first time.
Okay. All right. So let's hear your story about your situation. All right. 502-795-1997.
Brooke is with me. She says maybe he's getting an engagement ring when he visits his mom.
Okay, you guys need to settle down.
Oh, we just jumped.
You guys need to settle down, okay? He's not going to go from being broken up and then all of a sudden giving her an engagement ring.
Well, maybe.
First gesture was diamond earrings.
Exactly.
So the second gesture is, okay, hey, welcome back. Here's an engagement ring. Let's do this.
You know what these diamond earrings need? They need a friend.
Oh, my gosh. You guys. All right. 502-795-1997. That's our number. Hear your stories on the way with group therapy. Relationships, group therapy. It's kind of one and the same, right? Had talked to Jill, and she is in a predicament where she, out of the blue, got a message and expensive diamond earrings from an ex-boyfriend. So they had dated for a couple years but broke up earlier this year. Now she's trying to figure it all out.
Yeah, she's like, all right, well, do I take him up on it? Do I dare date him again, or has that ship sailed? Should I tell him no?
Yeah, and we were kind of asking for people who've been in this similar situation. Lisa said, I'm kind of dealing with something similar where I have an ex who's driving pretty hard to get back together. We were on again, off again for about 8 years.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just done with it. And of course, I would never date anyone who would give me diamond earrings.
I'm in
the crap bag club. My advice is to talk for a bit before making a decision. You might find in those conversations why the relationship ended to begin with. I know I have. She's got a little bit more of a pessimistic view as opposed to Kelly's very optimistic view, because Kelly is the product of such a thing.
It worked out for me.
Yeah.
And it did for, got a text message. I got back together with an ex. We dated off and on in high school, broke it off after graduation. Oh, 10 years ago. He reached out, asked to go on a date. We went out. The rest is history. We've been married for 3 years. So there was a 10-year gap, and that worked out.
Yeah, and Linda said, my husband broke up with me after I told him I loved him.
He had been
in a terrible relationship before me, and it scared the crap out of him. As you see, my first words were, my husband. He may not have been ready then.
Oh.
So, obviously, Linda gave her guy a second chance, and they got married.
It worked out.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Betty says, ask him one question. Where do you see us in 2 years? If marriage isn't in the plans, he shouldn't be in your plans.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you get back together, I feel like the timeline on everything should probably be moved up, because you already have 2 years, right?
Exactly. And yeah, Jessica agrees. It's worth a try, but she needs to talk to him and make it clear where she's at and make sure they're on the same page. But don't think he'd be reaching out and giving a gift like diamond earrings if he wasn't intending to be serious.
Yeah, I think it shows it's a little bit more than like a bag of Starburst, right? So,
bag of Starburst.
Right. Easy. I mean, again, gift that keeps on giving. Kim says maybe he got a good look at the available dumpster fires in the vicinity and decided, you know what? She's the best option. So many possibilities. Hey, I get that. All right. So I know I was a little bit more of the pessimistic view when we first started chatting about this. Maybe, Jill, what do you have to lose? You know, I don't know. Ashley, what's your thought on this?
I was listening to group therapy.
Uh-huh.
I was with my husband for a month back freshman year, but then we kind of parted ways. We reconnected when we were like 17. So we've been together 10, almost 11 years. So it works out.
So you're saying give it a shot?
Yeah, take the risk. I mean,
what's the worst that could happen? You guys get broken up again? I mean, you've already
right.
been there, so
your heart gets destroyed all over again.
What's the worst? All right, yeah. I like that. Ashley, you're a hopeless romantic, and I like that about you.
Right.
All right. Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Yeah, okay, so maybe we are giving this guy another chance?
Well, yeah. The majority of people, as I'm mining through all the comments, like on Facebook and text message, Michael's like, maybe you pushed the marriage thing a little hard, and instead of having a conversation, he just pushed away. Given mm-hmm. some time, maybe mm-hmm. he just needed to organize his thoughts, have some time to think about it. Have a needed discussion with him and give it a second chance. Brittany's kind of like, maybe the separation made him realize you're the one. But then Elaine, it says, men are ready when they are ready. My mom calls it having his light on, like a taxi. He wants a serious relationship now. And there are a ton of reports about it's not who, it's when that matters. But I'd be suspicious of who he bought the diamond earrings for originally. Maybe he got dumped and he's circling back
okay.
to you.
Okay.
That light is
all right.
Blazing.
All right. All right. Let's stop with that. All right. Let's temper that whole conversation. Jill, I think the overwhelming majority and we're all kind of on the same page of let's just give it a shot and
hear him out.
And hear him out. Maybe you take things a little bit slower to start, and then if things look like he's serious or if he looks like he's serious, then maybe it ramps up, you know, quickly.
Steve Wackenthaler says maybe he thought the grass was greener but realized he wants to be your landscaper.
There you go. Mow that grass. Jill just wants to mow your grass. All right.
I like it.
All right, so
now
there you go.
We're invested.
Good luck.
You gotta let us know how it goes.
Yeah, for sure. Good luck. And maybe we'll check in with you after the holidays. All right. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Jill, for reaching out. That is group therapy.